Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Close it up.
Oh, you love this.
Do you like the new theme song?
I love it. I love it.
Nobody knows.
It's great. It's Jeffrey Lewis.
Jeffrey Lewis.
From Jeffrey Lewis Music. Is he related to Huey Lewis, Bob?
He might be. I mean, how many Lewises are there in this world?
Oh, gee, there's a lot.
I'm kidding.
Who's the most famous sports Lewis? Got to be Carl, right?
Carl Lewis.
Carl Lewis.
By far, yeah. With all the gold medals, yes.
What about Joe Lewis? Spelled differently, but he's
L-O-U-I-S. There's too many, you know.
Nobody would know that, though. Maybe very few would know that it's spelled different, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Only guys like Starkey and Parker would know that.
Did that thing end with the wooden teeth?
It did, yes.
It did, yes.
Here's the end.
Where did you find this?
Wait.
Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
What is this? So, all of a sudden, Mr. Lewis has moved down on my totem pole of successful songwriters. Come on, man.
Come on.
That's a great ending. Chris Oak, Super Bowl champion, is in the building here at Rivers Casino for Pomp and Joe. And the Chris Oak Show is brought to you by Globe Airport Parking. All right, Hokie. How are you? What a performance. Where did that come from? Were you surprised that they delivered that kind of defensive performance against that opponent?
Well, listen, it was great, and they were due. And, you know, it's funny. I said last week to my kids, I was telling some of my boys, I said, listen, this is going to be so Steeler-like, right? You go out and you lose to the Bungles. Then you lose to the Packers on Sunday Night Football. And it was a pretty convincing loss right in the second half. But you watch. We're going to turn around and win this game against the number one team in the NFL, 7-1 team, the best. I mean, you watch that film of that offense the first 8 weeks that they played. They look like the greatest show on turf, man. They were throwing the ball over the place. I mean, all those receivers, they were healthy largely. But the running back, I mean, Jonathan Taylor was incredible. And they made the most explosive offense in the NFL look like a JV squad on Sunday.
How?
I think, well, they played the way they were supposed to play, right? I think they got after the quarterback. They were able to get sacks and takeaways. This team is largely dependent upon takeaways defensively. If they win, like in their 5 wins this season, the Steelers have 5 or more takeaways in all but one game against week one against the Jets. They had 1. Other than that, if they have 5 or more takeaways when they win. They're largely dependent on takeaways.
Except right? Cleveland, I think.
Yeah, Cleveland
no,
was.
No, wait, hold on here. I have here my thing.
There may have
hold
been
on.
Sacks, but I don't know about takeaways.
But your point is well taken,
yes.
Hokie.
Yeah.
Please continue.
I mean,
that's just quibbling on
no,
my part.
No, I mean, listen. Against the Browns, they had That's sacks. I'm sorry, six sacks. Yeah, thanks for fact-checking me there. Nobody. Their win, they had zero takeaways. But other than that, they had – I mean, they had – I'm thinking about sacks. They had five – I'm doing my sacks. They had five more sacks in every game. And takeaways, in their five wins, they have plus 12.
Yeah, that's number one in the league if you
– And their three losses, it out. They're minus three.
Bob,
I apologize. I had the sacks and takeaways mixed up.
Right.
There.
No, I figured you did.
Yeah, but sacks, they had – I mean, all but one game. In their wins, they have five or more sacks. And, you know, if they don't win the takeaway at the turnover margin – And if they don't get mass sacks in a game, they struggle to win. And even though this game they had five sacks and six takeaways, and they still only won by seven.
But it felt like a blowout.
It did. It did. But they came back in the fourth quarter.
That's because Roman Wilson and his boneheaded play.
But that's part of the game. That's part of the game.
I know.
Those things happen.
But
momentum shifts.
All right, then tell me this. I said that any defense in Steelers history would have been proud of that performance. Would you have been?
No question. No question. But the thing is, Aaron Rodgers was not happy after the game in the post-game press conference.
Well, the offense was a different story.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it in this game, I mean, the offense, I mean, had, what, 200
yeah,
barrel
but they, yards. They also had a lot of short fields because of turnovers. They got they weren't in a position to drive 80 yards and add to that statistical, but they converted three three touchdowns. That's, to me, that's my biggest takeaway.
They beat the best team in the NFL right now, okay? But I'm looking at this thing saying, okay, like – are they going to be able to continue to play like this? I hope so, right? But right now, the story for the Steelers, the 5-3 Steelers, is they need to have 5+ sacks in a game to win, and they need to win largely. I mean, not just a little bit, big.
But wasn't that the case for you guys?
No,
didn't you need sacks and quarterback hits and turnovers to win?
But you can't win just a battle. Like if it's just a battle, if it's neutral, if it's a net zero.
Can they?
Can they win?
Can they? I guess.
I don't know. I mean, you look at it right now. They have to be. They're plus 12 when they win. They're minus 3 when they lose. I mean, and all those. I mean, they're averaging. You have to have large turnover ratio winning.
But I think your biggest games. Ones that come to mind.
Yeah.
Flacco and in Baltimore, where Troy jumps over the line and Flacco fumbles and Lamar Woodley picks it up. I mean, you need turnovers.
They lost.
That's what great defenses do.
Yeah, but they lost to the Bengals. They had two sacks, no takeaways.
Right.
And that's a pretty net zero game, right?
Two sacks. They were horrible. Yeah.
And they lost. So what I'm saying is, can they win against a good team when both teams play well? Because that's what you're thinking. As you get towards these tough games in the stretch, and as you get into the playoffs, we're talking about can the Steelers win a playoff game for the first time in, 7-8 years, you're going to have good on good. And hopefully when it's good on good and it's a battle and it's almost net zero, can the Steelers win? I don't know.
That's the next question. With no turnovers involved, can they
Bob,
just stop
Bob, your
teams?
Voice sounds unbelievable today. It's always great, isn't it, Hokie? I'm noticing today this is
right
unbelievable.
On. It's on point.
Just keep talking, Bob.
Thank you, Joe. And
do you agree, Hokie?
Your kindness. Thank you.
I hear it all the time. It sounds so good. You should have heard him on Saturday night when we were at the Super Bowl 40 reunion, and he was emceeing the event. It was even better than this.
I'm not busting your chops here. You sound in unbelievable
form. Well, I appreciate
form.
That. Thank you so much, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here at the Rivers Casino with Hokie Bro 76.
That's right.
And now let's talk about the trade deadline, Hokie, because it came and went.
Yeah.
And the Steelers chose not to bring in another wide receiver. That's been a big bone of contention here one way or the other. A lot of teams didn't do things. Kansas City, Buffalo, they needed help. They didn't do it. Should the Steelers have gone out for knowing what the cost was for Jacoby Myers, a fourth and a sixth round pick, would you have done that?
I'd like where they're at. Here's the reason why. You bring in a guy to be a number two guy, right? And then is he going to get much playing time? I mean, is he really going to get on the field? The Steelers' offense is built around these three tight ends. That's really what it is. Three tight ends, one back, and one receiver. You only get five eligibles on the field. And so you bring a number two guy, how much PT is going to get, how much are you going to give up for him? And the Steelers like to build through the draft, guys. I mean, listen, they've done some things, I know, over the last few years. But at their core, if you want to be a Steeler and you want to develop that culture, you got to develop through the draft. And so I think you start giving up draft capital. You bring in Jacoby Myers, we're going to be able to get a long-term deal done. I think Omar was good. I you look at this right now, and they're 5-3. And they're first even though they've had some tough losses, they're first in their division. And so you look at it right now, I still think that they can battle along this and still be at the end of the year.
What about an injury?
What are you chasing ghosts?
But don't you talk about depth all the time?
Why don't they go out and trade for a number one quarterback in case Aaron Rodgers?
Don't you talk about depth all the time?
Yeah, but I think the depth wise, I think you build that through the draft. You develop your players. I worry about, like, you look at the Chargers. They went out and got a tackle this last week.
They need it
because they needed it. The Steelers, do they really need a guy?
Will they on a given week need another receiver to beat somebody to win that kind of game you were talking about? Good on
maybe,
good.
But right now they haven't done it. They haven't done it. I mean, Calvin Austin stood up. He was a top receiver on the team on Sunday, over 50 yards receiving. You know, and then you had Darnell Washington. More and more every single week they want to go to the big fella, right? And then they're going to Freiermuth. Freiermuth's emerging, right? He was slow in the beginning because they didn't use him very much. Now they're going to him. He touchdown again this week, right? I mean, he's a big play guy. He's a zone killing kind of guy. So you look at, like, Freiermuth's getting the ball more. Darnell Washington, that's more of the Arthur Smith's offense. And so you go out and you give up draft capital for a number two receiver. To me, it just doesn't fit their personality right now.
I know. Maybe they need to change their personality.
Well, they're
a little
winning,
bit,
though. I mean, I get it.
I mean, they're 5-3.
Yeah, but everybody, who else is, like, just blowing it away? I mean, they just beat the number one team in the AFC, 7-1 Colts.
No, I appreciate that, but I think on a given week, you know, if the season ended today, Josh Allen comes to town. I think he'll put up some points on this defense.
Sure,
you may
but
need
I won't put up points on that defense.
As much as you could if you had a number two guy?
They don't want – my point to you, Starkey, is I don't know if they really want to go out and
– They were out there. Everybody's
looking.
They were reportedly looking. If they're satisfied, why are they looking?
Because I'm sure it's a need, but is it a need enough to give up big time draft capital?
Well, I don't know. 4th and 6th is a big time draft capital. That's my takeaway on
a
that.
To me, 1 through 4 is. I mean, 1 of course is, but 4 is still a serious pick in my opinion. Right? 1.
If you turn
four.
It into something, and they have with guys like Nick Herbig,
but they have a million picks. They've got like 2 or 3 4th, 5th round
looking,
picks next year.
Let's look to the future, Starkey. They got to get a quarterback at some point, right? Do they want some of that draft?
But I don't think the 4th and 6th will get you up far enough. They have a chart which tells you how much of these picks are worth.
But can they use that move package up, to get this
okay,
thing to move around?
No. And if I could recite for you the chart is like if you're going to move from 22 to 10, let's say, 900 points, and each of these draft choices have a point attachment to it. 4th and 6th would get you nowhere near, won't help you get to
I'm saying, could it help them?
Now, second and third
to move up. Move up second and third round.
If you're going to move up in a quarterback, you're not going to have a 4th and 6th. You can only draft so many people. So
but
to me, it's got
to
be.
First, if you give up first to go get a quarterback, a 4th round now becomes pretty valuable, right? Because they've had some luck in the 4th round.
Yeah.
They do a good job of evaluating these scouts.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think those picks are that significant. They're all significant if you could turn them into players.
But 4th and 6th for a guy that you don't know if you can get a long-term deal with.
But that's not your goal, though. It's just for now. That's all I'm thinking.
I don't know. I think that they're content unless something really fell into their lap and it was going to make sense. I applaud the Steelers for not overspending for a guy that isn't going to fit the personality they have as an offense right now. I just don't think. They run this 3 tight end set majority of the game.
What has Jonnu Smith done, though?
I mean, he blocked some guys, right? He's caught a few passes here and there, caught some touchdowns. He hasn't had any big games. He hasn't had some of these guys they brought in just haven't had the big games that you had hoped for when they brought him in. I mean, Slay, Ramsey played great safety this week, played really, really well, and I really like what he did there. But he had struggled at times covering man-to-man. You thought he was going to come in and be a shutdown guy. Jonnu Smith, some of these guys that back in May and June that we thought were going to be incredible this year – haven't panned out to be that.
Well, they brought in Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and hopefully he can give them something. I mean, their offense, for as good as we might think it is 30th ranked in the league and 13th in scoring. That's not going to be good enough.
I think that if they really thought that MVS could really, really help them, he wouldn't be on the practice squad.
He may not be.
Well,
He's there for 10 minutes. That may change even this weekend. I would not be surprised if he's activated.
I'm just saying, like, if he was a guy that they really thought he would have been right to the roster. Do they think he could perhaps help? But in my opinion, though, it's like a guy that you say, man, this guy's – they're not going to just put him on the practice squad. I think they'll have him right away. So, could they? Yes. But I don't think he's an answer to all of a sudden now they're going to have 300 yards plus passing. I mean, listen.
Don't get me wrong. I don't either. But clearly they thought they needed some type of receiver help. They were in on Jacoby Myers. They were in on Jalen Waddle. They brought in MVS. They're not satisfied with
their receiver room. But is it – is it to the degree that they're going to just
clearly not
give high capital? Here's another thing too. They're averaging 3.3 yards a toss, right? And passing. Last week, I mean, the Colts averaged 9 yards a pass. So clearly, Aaron Rodgers likes to throw the ball and put his hands on his waist and watch, right? I mean, that's where he's at right now. He still can throw the ball down the field, but he's still, if he holds on to the ball, he's going to get hit. And so he wants to get the ball out quickly, and let they lead the NFL with yards after catch, right? They had like 150 plus yards this last week. So the whole goal is to get it out quick, let the playmakers make plays. Jaylen Warren, you know, Freiermuth, DK, these guys. Austin does great getting the ball in his hands and getting yardage. So the reality is, guys, is I don't – the personality, they give up a lot of draft capital to get a number two guy to what, to stretch the field. They don't want to stretch the field.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, I would want to stretch the field. I think Metcalf is a stretcher field.
I think
kind of
in
guy.
A dream they'd love to, but have they shown they've tried to?
But sooner or later, that short game is going to be diagnosed, and you're going to have to do something beyond it, I think.
Pump, we're eight, nine games into the season. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was diagnosed a month and a half ago. That's
well, of course,
what they want to do.
It's not necessarily stretching the field. It's having a guy who gets open all the time, can make adjustments on a intelligence level with Aaron Rodgers, and literally didn't drop a pass all of last season. It's having a veteran presence to help your offense on the boundary, especially. He plays inside and outside, but I just think there's going to come a week where Rodgers is going to want and need another option out there on the boundary against a Buffalo or a Kansas City or somebody like that. I think they obviously think so, too.
I don't disagree with you, but at what cost?
At what cost? That's
at
the
what
key.
At what cost? And so they measured it, Omar measured it, and said, you know, I'm not going to give up what they want for Jacoby Myers or Waddle. I'm telling you right now, though, they're getting a lot of production out of Darnell Washington more and more and more. And think about if he would have got his head around a couple of those throws that Aaron threw to him and he would have a touchdown. I mean, it would have been, we wouldn't be arguing like this anymore. We'd be saying, man, Darnell Washington and Freiermuth are like number two receivers. And you're seeing Roman Wilson getting more snaps. He's starting to get equal to snaps with Calvin Austin. Right, so he's.
Is that the good news or the bad news? Do you like him?
He's like a rookie this year, guys. I mean, we're giving a lot of grace to some of these guys that are young players.
I like him. Based on what Tomlin said the other day, even though he came out and said this boneheaded play, I think he also couched it by saying his snaps are going up, and so he got both messages out there. You can't do that if you want your snaps to increase. And so we'll see. But I don't think they're going to stay away from
you. You go out and get a Jacoby Myers. What are you doing to Roman Wilson? What are you doing to Calvin Austin? You're stunning their growth. You're stunning their progression.
Is this year about growth for Roman Wilson, or are you bringing in Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Rodgers and Darius Slay and all these guys to win now?
I think there's an argument there that, yeah, you want to win now, but also you can't do that at the cost of your future.
I'm talking about development. But
you want Roman Wilson on the field.
Okay,
but you also
want to win now. And would you agree that Myers is an upgrade over either of those guys?
I would say a year or two. He's not going to be here.
It's just for the rest of this year.
But you can't sell your future. You can't sell your draft capital. You can't sell progression of players. Sometimes you do that when you keep guys on too long, like an older veteran. You keep them on the team too long. That's why you see a lot of times these old veterans getting pushed out of town because if they're in town, they stunt the growth and progression of a younger player. These younger players need to get on the field. Roman Wilson, the more he gets on the field, yeah, he had a bonehead, tried to jump over, you know, he shouldn't have done that. But he's largely gotten better throughout the season. More and more and more.
I agree.
Take him off the field, you don't get better.
I don't
on
say.
The
I'm not saying take him off the field. I'm saying work the other guy in somehow. Come up with different. Right.
I just think that you've got to weigh all that, and the Steelers weighed it and said, "Hey, the draft capital plus stunning it could stunt the progression of some of these players."
If the cost was just a little bit lower, they'd be more than happy to have Roman Wilson sit while Jacoby Myers played. They were
possibly,
after him.
Possibly. Yeah, I think so, at the right cost. And then but that's also something you look at. It's something you consider.
Chris Hoke, Super Bowl champion fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. How was Bob as the MC for the reunion?
Incredible.
And who did you see and how much fun did you have?
So much fun. I mean, Bob's a professional. He just, it's like walking in to get an ice cream cone, right?
It was a lot of fun to see all those guys in the stories.
It was so fun.
Some of the stories are really good. I told Joe the one about Cower where he came up and talked about the rosary beads.
I've never heard that story before.
I never did either.
No, right. I tell you what, to see everybody, to reconnect with a lot of my former team. Some guys I haven't seen in 20 years.
Like who?
Well,
the Farrier pigeon? Was he
there?
I've seen
Farrier. But some of the guys that you forget, just guys that were role players, not star players. The star players, they come around all the time.
Travis Kersky show up?
I saw the Kersky. Yeah, I saw Travis Kersky there. I mean, the whole D-line was there pretty much. It was, me and Hamp. And
Hamp
Diesel.
Looked good, by the way.
Hamp looked good. Yeah. Kiesel, Aaron Smith. Kemo came back. I haven't seen Kemo in a long time.
How's he doing? What's he doing?
He's still living out in Washington, and he's just doing these guys. Some of these guys just made enough money that they just they putz around and do.
What a great
things.
Way to live your life!
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I mean, but Kemo's so great. I mean, Kemo really was. He had a tremendous.
He got
impact
a big ovation too.
Yeah, he had a tremendous impact on my career.
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, when I came into the league as a rookie, he was a wily veteran, and so just little tidbits, little things that I'd go to him and say, "Hey, how do you play this technique?" Because what I learned was it says in the playbook how to play the technique. But there's also game experience, right? There's in-helmet perspective. And so things, he'd be like, Hokey, I know it says that in the playbook, but play it this way. And I changed and to do it what he's saying, and I progressed. And I got much better. And just got, so he had a tremendous impact on my career. Really great guy. But just a lot of players that I hadn't seen in a long time. And it was really fun to reconnect. Good to see Coach Cowher. Good to see Coach LeBeau again. And
Coach LeBeau, Bob said, is doing great at age 88.
I really wish Coach Mitchell would have come up. He couldn't come up just because of just the travel and a lot going on. But, got to see, a lot of the old coaches, right? And it was a lot of fun. It was really great. Got to see my guy, Jeff Reed, crazy as ever.
Yeah. I tweeted his boots he had on, diamond-studded boots.
He's still
I guess
crazy.
When you're a kicker, you protect your feet no matter what. You got to treat your feet well.
Was Chris Gardocki there?
Chris Gardocki
no.
wasn't there. No. And well, he wasn't. Well, P wasn't there. Who else wasn't
Troy
there?
Troy wasn't there.
Troy
because
wasn't
he was,
there.
He
what was going on there?
Another conflict scheduling.
Yeah, I think he had kid stuff going on, and some of these guys just can't get out. And they come out enough, right? But it's good. I told Mr. Rooney, I saw him yesterday when I went to practice, and I just thanked him. To have those experiences and those opportunities to reconnect with your teammates, and I feel blessed. I was on two Super Bowl winning teams. I was on three Super Bowl teams, but two winning. So I get to do that, in 3 years again for Super Bowl 43.
When's the last time you saw Troy?
I saw Troy, I don't know, in the last six – I have to really think. But in the last 6 months, I texted him over the summer about something. But, the thing that's great, man, is, listen, when we played, everybody was in different phases of life. I was a guy who was married. I had kids. So I'd leave the facility, and I'd go straight home, and I was helping make dinner. I was helping clean up dinner. I was taking out the trash after a game. I'd come home from a game, a 1 o'clock game. I'd get home, and I was helping Jamie clean up dinner, and I was taking out the trash that night because trash man was coming Monday morning. Some of these guys were running off to the bar, running off to the club, chasing girls. So we were just all in different phases of life. And that was me. I was changing diapers. I was putting kids to bed during Sunday Night Football when I was playing.
Remember Hokey in his prime, Bob? He had a beard. He was all talkative in the locker room. I remember Troy jumping on your back playfully one day when you guys
Troy
were walking
was,
back in the
That's what
locker
people
room.
Don't know about Troy. Troy was such a playful guy. He was so fun. He still is. Just a fun guy. And liked to do a lot of practical jokes, And it was a great core of players. When you think about those teams, though, those teams, you knew going into camp that 40 to 45 of the guys that were going to be there, right? There weren't a lot of open spots during that time. When you're winning and you're winning how we are winning, there's not a lot of turnover. When you're losing, when there's a lot of turnover, right? When you're not winning playoff games, when you're struggling to we were dominating.
Maybe, was Chidi there?
Chidi was
there. He was there, yeah.
You know, I learned that his name's not Chidi, it's Chidi.
I didn't know that. I called him
for all these years.
The wrong name then.
He won't correct anybody. but for all these years, I called him Chidi too, and I learned that his name is Chidi. But Chidi was a beast, man. He running down in that R5, L5, and just blowing up the wedge at a buck nothing.
Were you there when Hines was a special teams guy and Kiesel?
I remember Kiesel because Kiesel came in a year after me. So, yes, I remember
Imagine
Kiesel.
Those two guys coming down on Kiesel special teams.
I don't remember Hines. That was before I got there with Hines.
But, like, he and Kiesel, guys, Chris carved out an 11-year career. And, you know, it's hard to do that when you're going into an organization that has so many people who are ahead of you, and yet you got to figure out how to just be there and contribute any way you can.
It was anything I could do to stay on the roster. I mean, for the first few years, I didn't play. And so my fourth year, I started all those games, and we were number one in the NFL, and I solidified myself on this team for the next 7 years. But before that, I always think, like, if NFL's changed, Pomp. It's different now than it was back then, right, with just more practice squad players. I mean, just different. And I don't know if I would have lasted 11 years now like I did back then. Who knows? But it's different.
Chris Hoke joins us at Rivers Casino. It's the Pomp and Joe Show with a new theme song.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.